Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And I invite all of our congregation to stand if you're able, knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and for you.
Christ is risen today. Hallelujah.
not be the only mistake made this morning. Hallelujah. It's been a long, joyful week. And a special thank you if you are new, if you are visiting. Thank you for coming. It's always a delight when everyone gathers to celebrate with us. And after the service, we have such a feast downstairs. So please, if you are here, feel free to join us downstairs for Easter brunch after this service. And thank you and welcome to all. It is good to be here together. And together we will encounter God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. Let us continue this morning with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives us all our sins, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and with whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with the power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
And you may be seated. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. From above, and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Victory for our God. Alleluia. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Power and riches and wisdom and strength and love.
O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, and by his glory, by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection.
Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
And now we invite the children forward for a children's sermon, and you had a long way to go. How's everyone today?
Good.
Well, today is Easter, and we have a special little tradition. Well, can we speak down just a little bit more? I think the second bench is out next year. Well, it's good that you guys are here. We have a fun tradition here at our church. That is, right before Easter, we have this thing called Lent, and we don't say the word Alleluia during Lent. So we bury the Alleluias. And does anyone remember where I buried them? You think they're in there? Okay, they're in there. So let me go see if the Alleluias are there. You guys remember what the Alleluia means?
Rejoice.
Yeah, rejoice. I mean, praise God. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, so we got a box, but it looks different from when it went in. Does anyone remember when it went in?
Like a clear bin.
Yeah, it just looked like a box, but it looks all colorful now. Oh, and here's his Alleluia. We buried him with a gravestone. So let's remind ourselves what the gravestone said. It says, "Here lies Alleluia. Low set aside, but soon to grow. On Easter morning, with voices bright, Alleluia will take its flight." So let us open up this thing, because now we can say Alleluia, but only friends. But they got a paper airplane, so, you know, let's see where it will go. Okay, you ready? Ready? Let's see if we can whoops, that didn't work. Oh, there it is! Hallelujah! Friends, we say hallelujah because it's a rejoicing praise God, and we rejoice today, because today Christ rose from the dead. And friends, all out there in the audience, we're going to pray now. So on the count of three, we're going to bring our hands together in a joyful clap like we were praying. And then we'll repeat after me. So on the count of three, one, two, three. Yes, that's loud. Thank you. Repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for resurrection.
Thank you for resurrection.
Amen.
Amen.
first reading this morning is from Acts 10, chapter 34 through 43. Hear now the word. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
We will be singing the psalm today, found on page 5 of your bulletin, Psalm 118.
Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. God's mercy endures forever.
Let Israel now declare, God's mercy endures forever.
The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation.
Shouts of joy and salvation echo in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly.
I shall not die but live, and declare the works of the Lord.
The Lord indeed punished me sorely, but did not hand me over to death.
Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. Here the righteous may enter.
I give thanks to you.
The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
By the Lord has this been done. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
The second reading is from Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 19 through 26. Hear now the word. If for his life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people must be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, The resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Remember that day when your world changed. It could be whatever that day is to you. But the question rings in our ears, where were you when? Because you remember that day. You might remember the sights, the smells, the emotion, what you were wearing. Where were you when you got that phone call? You turned on the news. When it was that day that comes all of a sudden, all at once. And on that day, the world changed. It might be that day when you heard about Kennedy. It might be that day you heard about landing on the moon. It might be that day when the towers fell. Or that day a few years ago, when the four walls of your house closed in a lockdown. But it is that day that comes all of a sudden, all at once, and has instantly changed the world forever. It changes so much that even our sense of time changes. Only now can speak of a time before and a time after. I can only tell my children of the time before when I was in college. And as a broke college student, we would take the tram up to the airport in Portland and get a cheap cup of coffee, bring our library books, study with the distraction of airplane landing and taking off. Only before, because the world has changed, and now we can only speak of after. Where were you when? And friends, of course, it's not always the bad moments that make that occur. Where were you when you got that phone call of acceptance? Where were you when you got that promotion that changed your life? Where were you when your beloved took a ring and asked you to marry them? Where were you? You all know where you were. And again, you can only speak then of a time before and then the time after. And friends, today is one of those days. It's a day that comes all of a sudden, all at once. But after today, nothing is ever the same again. And of course, just a week ago, we were in this room reading about how Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, the Prince of Peace coming to bring peace. And so you can imagine that moment for all his followers, when all of a sudden and all at once, he was arrested, brought to a crooked trial, and executed. And how they must feel their whole world destroyed. Now it can only be before and after. Hope seemed lost, the world forever changed. But then, somewhere in that night, an idle tale began to spread. An idle tale that came with a question. Why do you look for the living among the dead? An idle tale that would change. Because friends, this is the day, the moment that the world changes. Because he is not dead, but has risen. And friends, to understand what that means, we have to realize it is not simply a story of one man's resurrection for the dead. I'm not saying that word. Resurrection. Not resurrection, the other one.
Recitation.
Thank you. It's not just that he came back. It's that he has risen, transformed. It is now a human being of the resurrection. This means the world has fundamentally changed. It is a resurrected Jesus. One who has gone through the long night, who has suffered the agony of pain and death, but now bears the burden of death no more. Now Christ is a life-giving spirit. It is the day the world has changed. You see, Paul says Christ is the first fruits. The first, not the only, but the first. When the world was not expecting this to happen, we have now a resurrected spirit in our midst. And we might think this story is just about us, but look what Paul said. He is the firstborn of all creation. All of creation now has changed. Because the power of sin and death has been dealt with. And the power of Christ's resurrected spirit is now all around us and in us, beckoning us to a future of life and hope. My friends, today is a day of hope. Because what is internal is what God has loved and made, and that is us. That is all of us. That is everything around us. And a day like this, we realize that our love, our care, every time you help somebody, this, friends, is an eternal act that goes forever. Because as each of us will go on in the resurrected life of Christ, your love now goes on forever. My friends, there is no going back. This day has changed everything. So what do we do now? We live as people of the dawn. Even while we still labor and groan with sickness and death and despair, even though we don't necessarily escape these things in this lifetime, we have hope because Christ has gone through that for us, with us, and come out the other side, transformed. And that life giving spirit lives in us all. In a moment, friends, we will come up and eat at this feast, which is always a symbol of everything we talk about. But let me elaborate just a moment longer about transformation. This is what it looks like. We call it a last meal. The last meal that Christ had with his disciples before his death. But behold, transformed now. Because now it is a foretaste of the feast to come. The feast that we will have when Christ returns and the fullness of the presence of God is with us, and we will eat at this table with all of creation. And on that table, or at that table, will be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Today, we bear witness to this impossible tale. Today, this impossible tale shapes us. We will walk out of this sanctuary into a world still waiting for the good news of resurrection. But we will walk out knowing the truth, that the world has changed. We will walk out and be able to spread that in word and in deed and in acts of love. Because in the stillness of the tomb, Christ breathed and the world changed. Amen.
Amen.
God of resurrection and new life, we come before you in prayer for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Kindle new life in your church. Encourage all who seek creative ways to share the good news of Christ's resurrection. Bless mission developers and new ministries, that their work plant seeds that flourish. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Nourish new life in all of creation. Shower forests and grasslands, deserts and mountains with life-giving rains. Grant us delight in your glory that shows forth in all that grows this season. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Empower a new life among the nations. As you raise Jesus from the dead, bring new hope for peace and reconciliation in places of war and strife. Raise up leaders who are steadfast in their commitment to justice and transformation. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Bring new hope among all who are in need, especially neighbors without homes or food and those whose housing or food supply is at risk. Bring healing to all who are fearful, ill, or grieving, especially Joe, Carol, Misty, Melissa, Annette, George, Vince, Dietmar, Michael, David, Marty, Victor, Corinne, Dan, Gary, Julie, Paul, Emma, David, family of Fran Hazra, California fires and victims of California fires. Wars around the world, national world disasters, and especially for those people whom we name aloud in our hearts.
Washington, D.C. and democracy.
Phil and Linda Pilsen.
The family of Jan Magnus, who passed away Friday.
God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Awaken new life in this place. Open our hearts to ways you are calling us to be at work in the world and our community. Give us courage to boldly share your love for all people beyond our walls. And God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Trusting in the promises of the resurrection, we remember with thanksgiving our beloved dead. Sustain us with a living hope until we are reunited with them and all the saints at the heavenly banquet. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God, trusting that you are always with us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior.
Amen. Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you.
Thank you.
And I invite us all to come back together and please rise for our offering hymn. Us around your table of grace along with these gifts we bring. Come among us again. Breathe your life into us and enliven us with this meal that we may live as your risen body in the world. Amen. Amen. Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of you. For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Remembering, therefore, his command, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and Holy Spirit to bless us, your servants, and these, your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who share in the body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessings and grace, and may be formed to live as your holy people. To you, blessed Trinity, be all honor and glory in your holy church now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Join together with the Spirit, let us pray as our Father taught.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from time of trial. Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, our power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Friends, you may be seated. Friends, this is the table of God for all the people. The table is set, the feast is ready, all are welcome to come forward. And all means all, which means all, which means all. And for good measure, we'll just say it one more time. All are welcome to come forward. In a moment, the ushers will come. We'll do one side of the other. We invite you to fill in our communion rails from right to left. And you may either stand if you wish to receive communion standing, or you may kneel if you wish to receive it kneeling. Only come with your hand extended, and the bread will be given to you. And then when the wine comes around, to reach in and either take the red cup, which is wine, or the clear cup, which is grape juice. If you wish to come and only receive a blessing, you can come with your arms crossed and we will say a prayer over you. But know, again, all who come forward will receive from this table. And there is also a gluten-free option upon request to indicate when I'm handing it to you. This is the table of God for all, as a sign of the new covenant, of the new creation, as a foretaste of the feast to come, and you are all invited now to come forward. Amen.
Amen.
Now the Lord has risen from the weary grave.
And may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior keep us in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Living one, in this feast you have made yourself known to us. Send us now to tell of the wonders, sing of your glory, and proclaim your risen life to a wounded and weary world.
Amen.
Friends, we just pause a moment for some announcements. We have the inserts, all the words of our week. We have all the activities going on in this week, and there's many of them, and I'm not going to elaborate. There's always a place and a welcome for all of you. I will talk just a moment, because after the service downstairs, we're going to have a feast, our Easter brunch, and there you are all invited. We hope that you all come, and there are three primary ways of getting there. For those who want to take the stairs, when you leave the sanctuary, you go right, and then you will curl down our flight of stairs to go downstairs. Now, those stairs are a little steep. So the other route to access our fellowship hall is to go out either of our side doors and walk down to the building. And if walking is complicated or difficult for you, we encourage you to drive around there, and then there's an easy access from our lower parking lot. Friends, know that you are all welcome, and we're all excited for everyone who will come and feast with us. And for the little children, we have an Easter egg hunt, and that point of starting that will be downstairs as well. So if you'd like to do that, come downstairs. We have a basket for you, and the leaders will direct on where the hunt will be. Again, I would like to extend just a warm thank you for being here. It is always a delight that you came to celebrate with us this glorious Easter day. So thank you. And now let us prepare ourselves for the blessing. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
May the God of resurrection power, the Christ of unending joy, and the Spirit of Easter hope bless you now and always. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Go in peace. Rejoice and be glad.
Thanks be to God.